Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
This is the Ron Edmondson Leadership Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Ron Edmondson Leadership Podcast hosted by Lifeway. I'm your host, Chandler Vinoy. And Ron, in this episode, we're talking about balancing your yes and your no as a leader. So just curious, which do you get to say more, yes or no?
Well, I would rather say yes. I love being an empowering leader. I love when somebody walks in my office with a new idea and I get to say yes, or somebody wants to purchase something or whatever it is and I get to say yes. I love it. But the reality is, looking back over the span of my leadership career, I say no more than I say yes. I say no more to the use of my calendar, you know, my time. I say no more to resources. I say no more to even to my own big ideas, because I've got more big ideas than we ever have time or resources to implement. So there's a lot more no's that come out of me than yes. And I wish that wasn't the reality, but it just is. You know, one of the things I say frequently is leadership's the balance of big deals. Everybody's issue is a big deal. I have to balance those as a leader. And so if I say yes to one, that means I probably am going to say no to two or three others. It's just the way it is.
So what are some of the questions that you try to ask yourself when it comes to weighing that decision of, man, do I say yes or no to this?
Well, it helps, I think, to have, and you may want to just, if you know, take these and jot them down, you know, maybe use them as a template, if you will, of, hey, I'm going to think through whether I'm going to say yes or no here, and these may be helpful. But these are some of the ones that help me. The first one is just, does this decision benefit the entire church or just one ministry? Now, obviously, it's okay if it just benefits one ministry, if it benefits the student ministry or worship ministry or whatever. But if it benefits the entire church, it certainly makes the yes a lot easier. So does it benefit the entire church or just one ministry? And the second one's, you know, is this decision in keeping with the overall vision of the church? You know, that's so important because my job is to protect the vision. It's to head the church, the organization, towards the accomplishment of our vision. Now, it still doesn't mean it's an automatic no, because it could just be something somebody wants to do. You know, hey, I'd really like to go to this conference, or I'd really like to, explore this opportunity. It's not going to directly benefit us right now or the vision. It's just going to make me better. So there could be scenarios where you would still say yes, but if it's in keeping with the overall vision of the church and advances that, it's a lot easier pathway to yes.
What about the next one?
Has this decision been thought through adequately, and have any known fatal risks been eliminated? So have we put the time into it? Because here's the problem for me. I have a million ideas, you know, a new idea every day. And so they haven't been vetted. One of the things, we just surveyed our staff, and they, about me, and we unpacked that in a meeting. We talked about that in another episode. And one of the questions somebody asked, newer person on our team, think it's a great question, said, we're not sure when you give us an idea if that means we're to run with it, or does that mean we're to think about it? Well, that's a great question. And if you haven't worked with me very long, you don't know. So we unpack that. If I repeat it, one of the things I said is, if I keep repeating it, I'm pretty serious about it. But I try to let you know if this is something I definitely want you to do. But most of the time, I'm just throwing it on the table. So let's talk about it. Let's vet it. Let's see if it fits. Let's see if it's a good idea. If it filters through and it is, great. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But make sure it's been vetted before you say yes.
What's the next one?
Does the leader of this area have the experience or expertise to lead a successful venture? Now, that doesn't mean you're going to say no if they don't. But it certainly helps if they're, this is like, if they come to me with an idea and it's, man, I've been waiting for this all my life. I'm so prepared for this. That's going to be an easy yes. It may trump some of the other questions because it's so geared for you. You can accomplish this so well. So I just think that's a helpful question to vet the leader that's going to be implementing whatever it is you're saying yes or no to.
What about the next question?
Are there other areas that have greater needs because of the current demands and potential within the organization? Again, it's the balance of big deals, and so you just have to weigh it against other things and make sure you're saying yes to the right things.
Yeah, going back to, once again, a previous podcast we talked about keeping the big picture in mind.
That's right.
That's your job. You know, everybody right. else isn't thinking about that overall vision, but you are. So
that's right.
What about
the next one is, will this decision solicit adequate buy-in from the entire staff in the organization? Kind of goes back to that idea, is it going to benefit everybody? But it could be, hey, everybody's going to get on board with this. For example, this is a church that I'm a part of that loves missions. And so if our children's ministry comes up with some idea that's going to advance the cause of missions, man, that's going to be a closer yes, because everybody's going to get excited about this because it's so much a part of who we are.
What about the next one?
Is this the best timing, or would it be better to wait? And that's just that balance again, you know, of timing versus resources. And which goes along really with the next one, is the cost reasonable compared to the benefit? So that you always have to weigh that. Sometimes I'm going to say no because, okay, we'll put a lot of energy into this. We'll put a lot of resources into this. And the ultimate win is going to be pretty small compared to the investment we could make in another area.
And what about the last one?
Is the volunteer or staff labor adequate to sustain the effort? So many times somebody will come to me with an idea, and it could be me bringing the idea to the table, and we can't implement it because we've got so many other things spinning. It can be the greatest idea ever. We may hand it to another church, but for us right now, the answer has to be no, because it's we just don't have the people to pull it off.
Well, thanks for listening. We hope this helps you as you're balancing, you know, if you're answering yes or no. So if you're enjoying these episodes, please help us continue providing them by liking, sharing, subscribing. It helps other leaders like yourself find the podcast. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Ron Edmondson Leadership Podcast. For more information about Ron, check out ronedmondson.com. For more leadership resources from Lifeway, check out leadership.lifeway.com.